Today's program is about pending good cause eviction bill, which has a 76 approval of polled New Yorkers across the state. And the other newly introduced housing bill is the Small Home Anti-Speculation Act, which puts a curb on real property flipping in New York City. The good cause bill would mean that any tenant or renter, including mobile home renters, could only be evicted for good cause. It excludes those living in a building with four or fewer apartments. The bill would cover tenants with a lease, those without a written lease, or those with an expired lease. The good cause eviction bill does not protect tenants who break the terms of their lease, such as not paying rent, illegal activity, nuisance or damage, and not allowing landlord access to make repairs. Landlords can evict a tenant for their own personal use of an apartment if the building has 12 or less units. Tenants would also be protected from unreasonable rent hikes of 3% or 1.5 times the consumer price index. At Tuesday's Lobby Day at the State Capitol, we first hear from Amber Johnson, a housing advocate from Binghamton, New York.
We have an eviction problem in Binghamton. We have landlords and rental property businesses who say they are in the eviction business and not in the housing business in Binghamton. I have people that come into my office in distress every week that are facing evictions, scared about their future with the threat of being homeless on their backs and on the backs of their families, most of them at no fault of their own. We have a lack of affordable and livable housing options in Binghamton, especially for low-income families. This means people have no options when they get evicted on places to go. This means that people have to settle with subpar and unlivable housing, waiting for the next opportunity, putting money in predatory landlords' pockets. Around 40% of students in the Binghamton City school districts end up at a different school district than they started at the beginning of the school year. And this is because they move up and down the main street of Binghamton, switching districts. And there are major disparities in who gets evicted. You know, generally our black and brown and indigenous folks are the ones who get evicted. Usually our low-income families, our large families, are people that live in public housing. Evictions are detrimental to the health, safety, and vibrancy of our communities. Like most upstate, we have to compete with universities, colleges, and new developments, causing gentrification in our neighborhoods. This causes rents to go up. This causes residential areas with families to turn into divided up houses with one-bedroom student rentals. Rent hikes and unlawful evictions empty our communities and change the culture, history, and the ability for everyone to live comfortably, especially our low-income families. Good cause eviction will solve this. It means that people get to stay in their homes. It means that tenants feel protected, valued, and empowered. This means that people's racial or other biases don't get in the way of their tenants being able to live comfortably. This means that rental properties are filled with long-term and happy tenants that can afford the place that they stay in without fear of being kicked out or fear of rent increasing. This is what our tenants need, this is what our homeowners need, this is what our landlords need, this is what Binghamton needs, and this is what New York State needs.
Up next is Julia Salazar from the State Senate, who introduced the Good Cause Eviction Bill along with Pamela Hunter from the State Assembly.
This powerful coalition, upstate, downstate, small homeowners, tenants, why we are coming together to demand a homes guarantee. And what a homes guarantee really means, in part, it means passing good cause eviction. Yes. Not acceptable that across our state and in our communities, there are families who live, even as they pay rent, even as they're respectful tenants, they live in fear of eviction. It's not right that they don't have the security of knowing that their children will be able to stay in the same school, that they will have a place, a safe place to live. Passing the Good Cause Eviction Bill would finally bring security and stability to these families and to our communities. But that's not enough. We know that we also need to pass the Small Home Anti-Speculation Act. Flipping is destabilizing. When my team and I and our neighbors, when we canvassed throughout Cypress Hills in East New York and asked homeowners about the harassment that they face, we heard anecdotes on every door. We heard from homeowners who said, I'm on a fixed income, I'm struggling to pay my property taxes, and these speculators are coming in and putting pressure on us to sell our homes. They're trying to take advantage of the unfortunate situation that we're in. And we want to stop this by passing the small home anti-speculation. We've already lost too many families to this crisis, and we need to act now. We need to pass this session.
Up next, we hear from Pamela Hunter, State Assemblywoman from Syracuse.
People are living in uninhabitable houses. That's the truth.
That's right.
People are living in houses that don't have door handles. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. People are living in houses where they are moving and have to move their kids out of the school district. That's the truth.
Yes.
People are worried about paying their rent and not being able to worry about paying for daycare, paying for food, worried if they call code, they're going to be evicted. Tell the truth.
That's right.
We need to be worried about making sure that our community, our people of color, our lower income people have the right, the basic human right to live in decency. And this is not just a New York City issue. This is not a Buffalo, Syracuse, Rochester, Albany, Binghamton. This is a statewide issue. We need you to stand firm in your commitment to making sure you're telling the truth. You're going to have people say to you, well, what about my investment? You're going to have people say, but this is capitalism, the American dream. And you're going to have people come to you and say, but it's okay because, you know, we're putting back into the community. And I would say, show them the statistics, show them the data, show them, go to the school district and ask how many of their children are homeless. Ask them how many housing addresses they had in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the facts. Yeah. Tell the truth. Don't let them lie to you.
That's right.
Now, this can be hard. This can be hard. But it doesn't end. Don't be discouraged, especially because we're hearing a lot of rhetoric about a lot of other conversations, about a lot of other bills that we pass.
Mm-hmm.
Stand firm because you're telling the truth.
That's right.
Mm. Home for people. What do you say? Home for people, not for profit.
That's right.
Home for people, not for profit.
Finally, we hear from Alexis Sloan regarding the Small Home Anti-Speculation Act.
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
My name is Alexa Sloan. I am an organizer and coordinator with the Coalition for Community Advancement Progress for East New York, Cypress Hills. We are a coalition of local tenants, homeowners, community-based organizations, civic organizations, and houses of worship in East New York, Brooklyn.
And why are you here today?
We are here to demand our state legislature pass the Small Homes Anti-Speculation Act. There are investors and developers, speculators coming to the neighborhood, buying up homes only for profit, buying and flipping them, making superficial repairs and reselling them. Just the other day, two blocks from where we are, there was an investor who bought a home for $350,000, and then resold it for $900,000 within 4 months. This speculation is causing prices to go up, increasing property taxes, making it harder for future generations to buy a home, making it difficult for working class families. Small homeowners are really important. They're vital to the community. They create community. They provide affordable rents for the neighborhood. And a lot of small homeowner communities in New York City are Black and Latino homeowners that have persevered through redlining, the subprime mortgage crisis, and through recent rezonings. And we are calling on our state electeds to pass legislation to slow down this speculation.
Is this only happening, do you think, in Brooklyn, or is this a statewide problem?
It's happening all throughout the city, all throughout the state. The highest flip areas are in Queens and in Brooklyn, but there's flipping going on all throughout the state.
Do you know if any of the presidential candidates are looking at this as a nationwide type of housing legislation?
There are similar pieces of legislation in other parts of the country, Philadelphia, but the areas that it's most impacted are those that where there's a shortage of affordable housing. So places like New York City and Philadelphia, we really need to be seeing legislation like that where the affordable housing supply is declining.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.